News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
There are plans going to Cabinet. The Health Minister, Jennifer Carroll McNeill, seeking Cabinet approval to progress legislation expanding pharmacists' prescribing powers, which mean that they could be in a position to prescribe certain medication, like, for instance, contraception, without a need to visit the GP. Cathy Maher is with us. She's pharmacist in Duleek in County Meath and a former Irish Pharmacy Union president. Cathy, is this something that pharmacists want?
Good morning, Anton. This is a welcome next step in the implementation of the Community Pharmacy Agreement of 2025, and it is welcomed by pharmacists and by patients and by the state. And it's worth noting that it will allow community pharmacists to conduct a clinical consultation with the patient and then, where appropriate, continue, as you said, the prescription for a short-acting reversible contraception. So what that means to your listeners will be an oral contraceptive pill, a patch or a vaginal ring. And what that will do will transform contraceptive care in Ireland for women and those who menstruate. And it'll improve accessibility for oral contraceptions. It will improve continuity of care for those women. It will free up GP capacity. And what's really important, it will reduce discrimination amongst vulnerable and minority groups. So it'll provide equity of healthcare to people.
And does it also provide an additional revenue stream to pharmacists?
Absolutely, and that will go without saying. And the fee had been agreed in our Community Pharmacy Agreement of 25, and that fee has been set. And really what it'll allow is more of the routine prescribing of contraception will fall to pharmacies. Obviously, there'll be inclusion and exclusion criteria, and pharmacists will still refer patients to general practitioner or other medical professionals where necessary and were set out in clinical protocols. But for the moment, that routine prescription will go to the pharmacy, that routine prescription work. What's really important is that the National Women's Council recently published a study. They had delved into the free contraception scheme that has been incredibly successful in Ireland. And barriers have still been identified for many women, and particularly some of those vulnerable and minority groups, but also women who are migrant or rural women who have difficulty accessing a GP. So where the financial element in terms of the free contraception scheme has been addressed, the barrier to prescribing is still a challenge. And in the Behaviour and Attitude Survey of 2025, 66% of women aged 25 to 34 wanted to access their contraception through their local pharmacy. And when you think about then pharmacy opening, hours, the accessibility, 85% of the population live within 5 kilometres of pharmacy. So what we're doing here is really aligning with the National Sexual Health Strategy and with the Women's Health Action Plan, and really allowing improved access to contraceptive services in Ireland, which is vital for promoting reproductive autonomy, giving women
am I right in saying, Cathy,
reproductive health.
It's not just the move is not just towards contraception, but a part of a broader shift towards the capacity of pharmacists to treat illness rather than simply dispense.
Absolutely. And we're seeing a really successful introduction of the Common Condition Service, where people have been able to access prescription treatment from their pharmacy for up to 8 conditions. And it's anticipated that those 8 conditions will expand, and the range of medicines that pharmacies can prescribe will also expand in the coming months and years. And really by 2030, pharmacy will be independent prescribing. What that will do will increase GP capacities. GP services are completely under pressure, and not everyone who would like to enlist with the GP are able to do so within their local area. And then GPs can deal with more complex cases, and pharmacies, being the medicines expert on the high street, can deal with a lot more of the routine and medicine queries of the pharmacies do. It's a really welcome first step in contraceptive care. Well, second step, really, I suppose. We're building on the very successful emergency contraception service that we've been providing since 2011. So to see it move naturally to prescribing contraception, continuation of prescription for short-acting contraception, is a really welcome step for women, the state, and for pharmacy.
And the 8 conditions that you described that you can now get treatment for in the pharmacy, what are they?
For the Common Condition Service, that has been incredibly successful. We have shingles, colds. So you put me on the spot now, Anton. I have to rhyme them off.
Sorry, no, I think I have the full list here. It says hay fever, cold sores, conjunctivitis, impetigo, oral thrush, shingles, cystitis, and vaginal thrush. So for any of those, you can go to the pharmacist and get direct treatment.
And that has been an incredibly successful service. Particularly some of them that stand out for me as a pharmacist, I see people with bacterial conjunctivitis, maybe shingles, urinary tract infections, uncomplicated, and I am able to provide immediate treatment to those patients that they can, you know, that there isn't the delay in treatment. And it's that delay in treatment can lead to complications.
Right.
They're getting safe, effective and prompt treatment. And that's really what community pharmacy does.
Cathy, thank you very much. Cathy Maher there, pharmacist in Duleague in County Meath and former Irish Pharmacy Union president.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.